This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to my Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Well, welcome back to Rising 365, a podcast dedicated to inspiring and encouraging those who listen to rise and meet the glory of each new day. I'm Mike Pena, and sorry it's been a while. It's just this time of year that getting out episodes for the podcast is pretty difficult. But I'm able to do it today, this Saturday following Christmas, so I hope your Christmas was wonderful. That you got the time to spend with family and friends that maybe you haven't seen all year, and that it was special. I know if you look at the news, there was a lot of crazy things that happened on Christmas, things that happened in Nigeria, attacks in certain communities across our own country. So a time that's supposed to be dedicated to peace was kind of interrupted if you allowed it to be. I even heard some situations of family fights that just tarnished what is supposed to be the best time of year, as the mini carols say. The reality of Christmas is that Jesus came for one purpose. Yes, we read in Isaiah and Luke that he came to be the Prince of Peace, the Comforter, the one who's supposed to make all things right. And the reason he came, because our world is so broken, and you and I are so broken and lost. And so he came to die because of our sins. And that's the gift I hope you're able to reflect on as we are in this transition period of all the radio stations are back to playing normal music. Houses that were decorated for happiness and joy and nativity scenes are now dark as we wait for 2025 to end and the beginning of a new year. And as we continue to look at God's word this season, the way we were approaching each episode of Rising 365 was from the concept that my work allows me to go into hotels and hospitals and travel, and what you commonly see there are and is a Bible. And many times people will pick it up. And my thought process was, what if a non-believer picked up the Bible because they're bored and say, what is in here that people are willing to die for? Willing to give up their whole life to travel around the world, learn new languages and skills in order to share what's in this book. So we look at it chapter by chapter. We don't look back. We don't look forward. And we see, is there hope within that chapter? We don't go deep into the Greek or the Hebrew words that are commonly used if you're a regular attender to churches. We just look at it as a blank canvas. And is there hope? So we are opening up to Genesis 14. I'll go ahead and read it. The title is Abraham Rescues Lot. Genesis 14. In the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Eroch, king of Ilsar, Chelodomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goim, these kings made war in Bera, king of Sodom, Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Idma, Shimerbar, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zorah. All these joined forces in the valley of Sedim, that is the Salt Sea. 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. In the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtoreth Carnim, in Zuzim, and Ham, the Imam of Shival Kirithim, and the Horites in their hill country of Seir as far as El Paran, on the border of the wilderness. Then they turned back and came to En Mishpat, that is Kadesh, and defeated all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who were dwelling in Hazazon Tamar. Then the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, the king of Adma, the king of Zeboim, the king of Bela, that is Zorah, went out, and they joined battle in the valley of Sidim, with Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goim, Amphrel, king of Shinar, Eroch, king of Ilasar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Sidim was full of bitumen pits, and as the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, some fell into them, and the rest fled to the hill country. So the enemy took all the possessions of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their provisions, and went their way. They also took Lot, the son of Abraham's brother, who was dwelling in Sodom, and his possessions, and went their way. Then one who had escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew, who was living by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and Enar. These are allies of Ebron. When Abram heard that his kinsmen had been taken captive, he led forth his trained men, born in his house, 318 of them, and went in pursuit as far as Dan. And he divided his forces against them by night, he and his servants, and defeated them, and pursued them to Hobah north of Damascus. Then he brought back all the possessions, and also brought back his kinsman Lot, with his possessions, and the women, and the people. Abram blessed by Melchizedek. After his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer, the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheveh, that is, the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram, by God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who also delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him a tenth of everything. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the persons, but take the goods for yourself." But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted my hand, and the Lord, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I would not take a thread or a sandal strap or anything that is yours, lest you should say I have made Abram rich. I will take nothing but what the young men have eaten, and the share of the men who went with me. Let Enar, Eshcol, and Mamre take their share." So that's how Abram in Genesis 14 ends. So what we see here, if you're reading this for the first time, is one of Abram's family members gets captured because of the territory war. And then the reason Lot is there is because he chose to go to a land that looked better. And in it, he got captured in the war. And for some reason, those who escaped came to Abram and told him what had happened. And he had a choice here in 13 to make. He could have just said to himself, oh, well, that's what you get for choosing to live where you lived. You could have chosen anywhere, but you chose what was good in your sight. So now you have to deal with the consequences of your choices. But he didn't. His dedication and love for his family drove him to go, and as we see, rescue Lot. And in so doing, and seeing what Abram did, we see that this priest, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, he wants to honor Abram and says, hey, let me give you all this good stuff. But Abram, in his humility, said, no, I'm not going to take anything you give me because I don't want you to be able to say that you made me who I am. God is the reason I am who I am, and he will provide everything I need. Those are the two encouragements I see that jump off and out of this chapter in Genesis 14, is we have an opportunity to help people out, even though they choose to put themselves into hard situations. And when we get word that they're getting caught up or they need help, we have a choice to make. Do we allow them to, you know, just wallow in the choices that they make? Sometimes people need that. Sometimes people need to feel the consequences of their choices. That is why it is often in the parent's best interest when you have like a wayward child who continues to not listen to the rules of the home, and they go out and they break the rules of the community. Instead of paying the court fines and paying bail money, it's often in the best interest to allow that child to sit in jail for a little while and think about their consequences. Many times it's in our best efforts, especially if we say we are followers of God, to do the right thing, to do the good thing, and go and help others who need a helping hand. And that's what Abram does. And then the next encouraging thing is, are you willing to be bought? And we see Melchizedek trying to give Abram money. Are you more persuaded by materialistic things and money so people can kind of pull the strings and turn you into a puppet because they continue to give you materialistic things and make your bank account bigger? So often we see that in movie stars and celebrities. They start out genuine, but then as record labels and, you know, other people start being the ones providing the funds and pulling the purse strings, as it is said, those individuals end up compromising their morals and their integrity. And they find themselves doing things that they never would do in order to maintain a status because they feel like they have to. Abram doesn't do that here. And that's the encouragement we can find as Genesis chapter 14 closes. Don't allow anyone to ever buy you. Your life is way more important. God has something special for you. And Abram tells us that right here, that the Lord, God Most High, possessor in heaven and earth, he will make a way. And we will live to honor him. And he wants that for you. He wants good things for you. But there's going to be temptations out there and people out there who are going to try to buy you so they can basically own you and corrupt you. So be vigilant about who you take money for and what you allow people to dictate you do, dictate your life. Maybe this past year, as we see the end of 2025 coming ever so quickly, we've allowed people to dictate our choices, and this year has turned into a year that we never wanted. But because of the relationships we have and the choices we made, we allowed other people to put us in a position and a situation in our life that we never wanted to be. In these next, today's the 27th. In the next 5 days, 4 days, you can cut those strings. You can pull yourself away from those relationships so that as the new year comes, you can be truly free and lift your heart and your eyes up to the Lord and say, I am truly yours. Use me the way you want to, Lord. And help me have such a strong moral compass that I will not allow materialistic things and other people's checkbooks control me. But I will only want to live to glorify you and bring you good things and to honor you. That's what we see here in chapter 14. You know, what an amazing chapter to jump into following Christmas and waiting for the new year. This chapter gives us the opportunity to reflect and see like who around us needs our help. Just as the Lord looked down and saw a world needing help, he sent his son to die for us and rescue us from our own choices that were leading us only into darkness. That's the greatest gift. And as we look into this new year, we can take that gift that Jesus provides and offers us a new life and say, no, I am going to live in order to pay respects and honor the gift of Jesus' life, who he laid down to pay my sin. And no one can buy that from you. No amount of money in the bank account, no position in a job, no relationship can do that for you. Only a life dedicated to say thank you to Jesus for breaking us free of our chains of this world. Can we find purpose and hope? Well, there's Genesis chapter 14. There's the encouragement that you and I, the first time reader of Genesis 14, can take from God's word. There is hope and there is purpose and there is meaning in Genesis chapter 14. Our purpose that we find here is look out for those who need our help. The meaning we can find here is our life, as Genesis chapter 14 closes, the meaning to our life isn't to be bought in by others, but is to glorify the Lord. So I hope you can see that too. Again, I just pray that your Christmas was incredible, that you're looking forward to a joyful end to 2025 and an encouraging beginning in 2026. I'm going to get another episode out before this year ends, probably next week on the 29th or 30th, or maybe New Year's Eve, so we can wrap up Rising 365 2025 on an encouraging note for you. And then we'll just go into 2026, continuing to walk through God's word one chapter at a time. Well, I'm Mike Pena. And as we close, I just want to pray that the Lord bless you and keep you, that he makes his face shine upon you and bring you peace. And you look and open your eyes to where God is moving in your life today. And if you've never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, that you do that. He truly is the Prince of Peace. He truly is the reason to have hope in this broken world. And he is really the one who brings our life, as I like to share in Rising 365, who brings our life meaning, who brings our life action, where because of what he did for us on that cross, it drives us to go and share of his love for us. And then our purpose. We have a newfound purpose when we walk with Jesus. And that purpose is to go and share the gospel, as he tells us in Matthew chapter 28. But we'll get there. So thank you all for pressing play. If you ever need anything, reach out, send me a message. I'd love to talk to you, bring you some encouragement. Well, I'm Mike Pena. This is Rising 365, bringing you hope, bringing you meaning, action, and purpose for each new day. For God has given it to you, and it truly is a gift. Till next time, have a great one.